Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band. It's Saturday, April 23rd, 2016, and I want to welcome you to the 2016 CMEA East D Band Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley High School. My name's Norm D, and I'm the Director of Instrumental Music at Occalani's High School in Lafayette, and also the past president of the CBDA, the California Band Director Association, that takes care of all the all-state honor bands in the state of California. So I know that many Hopkins students have been a part of the all-state, and I look forward to having more Hopkins students in the future. And looking forward to you guys playing today, and I see that you're on stage warming up, and I see that you have a nice program ready. So Kentucky 1800's coming up, another classic piece. So we'll be ready to start in just a second.
Do you want us to go ahead and...
Well, the adjudicate... Oh, is she back?
She's back.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, you okay? Yeah. Rosemary? Is she up there?
Yeah, sure.
We're good. Okay, so we are on schedule. Kentucky 1800 is one of those classic band pieces. I call them golden chestnuts. Claire Grundman is an iconic composer, arranger, and he wrote all this stuff for concert band that is just time-honored and classic, so this is one of them. So here we go, Kentucky 1800. Hey, nice introduction. Good ensemble sound. Okay, make sure with the conductor. Tick, 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 tick. Constant counting. Beautiful clarinet sound. High woodwind sound. Flute sound good. I'd like to hear a little more of the tuba, just a little more. Yeah, a good full ensemble sound. Okay, really listen hard in the upper woodwinds, particularly in the flutes. Sometimes it just wanders just a little bit, just noticeable. It's not bad. It's just noticeable to people like us. Yeah, I would play that note just a da and die away a little bit, shape those notes a little bit. Yeah, these are old American folk songs. Yeah, I like to hear a little more clarity in the French horns and the middle voices, alto sax. Horns. good posture on stage. I'd like to see everyone just take a bigger reservoir of air. Good trumpet solo. Yeah, don't be shy playing with a mute in your instrument, because the composer put it this way, we can hear that quality of muted sound. Okay, careful about getting a little faster than your conductor wants. Be just a little bit, a smidgen ahead of him. Want to be careful about not wanting to anticipate what he's doing. Yeah, nice retard there. Okay, make sure you maintain that wonderful tone quality that you had at the beginning of the piece. Don't let it get away. It's a big band, and it could be, you could easily overwhelm the auditorium. Nice sound. You know, at the end, that cutoff, I would have liked to have heard the tuba right at the tail end. And so I just sound like the tuba cut off just a little soon. The upper woodwinds cut off just a little behind. So you end up hearing the flute and the clarinet at the end, which we don't want. We always hear the low instruments of whatever the lowest instrument is to be the final cutoff point. So, yeah, nice. Very nice. Okay, so we're going to play Sassano Prelude. These are very old pieces rearranged for wind band. And good experience to play pieces of this from this era of music. Oh, Balladair. That's what we're playing. Sorry about that. Another classic piece, Frank Erickson. Used to be on the faculty of San Jose State University. And he wrote a whole bunch of iconic pieces for concert band as well. And I love this piece, Balladair. It's so lyrical, so nice, wonderfully scored, rich harmonically. I like us to shape the notes a little more. Nice sustained notes, but again, you know, lean towards the new phrase. Slight directional, maybe little crescendos here and there. Bring that trumpet line out. Release. Again, when you want to hear those low instruments as the last instruments to cut off. Oboes, really listen, really blend, listen to the pitch. careful about that release right there. If you're going to take a breath and play into that next phrase, you want to do it together. Yeah, I would hold those notes out just a little longer before you take a catch breath for the next note. And doing it, and do it together. Use your ears. Again, you know, that last cutoff, I my ears, my own ears, being a tuba player myself, I really want to hear the tuba as the last instrument to cut off. The lowest instruments, tuba, bassoon, barry sax, bass clarinet, those are the ones I want to hear at the very end. But if you have tubas in the group, tuba should be the last one that you hear. So it takes a lot of attention to the conductor, a lot of using your ears, and it's just it just makes for a nice balanced release. So, it was a good job. I thought it was very musical. We could always do more with dynamics and phrases. Pick up notes, pickups to somewhere, pickups to the next beat, and they lead somewhere. So much more that you can always do to make things a little more musical and things like that. Even the San Francisco Symphony does that. There's always something more they can do. So here we go. Okay, take a breath together and then articulate that note in the flute. Okay, careful about letting that note go flat. Nice baritone sound. Okay, high flute, don't let it go flat. Keep that air spinning through the flute, particularly near the end. Has a tendency of going just a little flat right at the tail end of the note. Really be careful pinning the flute, the piccolo, and the oboe. Some discrepancies and disagreements on pitch. Do tend to be like you're playing a string bass. They're just long notes, long strokes, long notes. Okay, check some of those partials in the French horn. A unison line right there. A couple of discrepancies in notes, I think. At least from where I'm sitting. Just a little short. Da, 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 da. Staccato means detached, not necessarily super short. Yeah, you want to be careful at 148 in the baritone. It's off of one, not on one. Nice job. A lot of musical things going on. Big group, good instrumentation. Everyone's blending real well. A lot of thought going into what you're playing. You're being taught to listen. That's really awesome. A lot of good musical moments. But obviously some things to do. There's always things to do to get things a little better, to extend yourselves. In terms of playing with musicality and playing with emotion, and that's what makes music such a fantastic thing to do, being able to touch somebody musically and leave a mark on them in terms of emotion and things like that. So you're doing a good job attaining those skills with your two teachers. So thank you again for playing today. Really enjoyed hearing you guys. Hope to hear you again sometime soon. Best wishes.